Here we are in Plourin-les-Morlaix, at the foot of the yew tree.
Do you know why you often find yew trees in cemeteries? It is that these trees, like flowers, have a traditional significance. The olive tree represents peace, the oak, strength, and the yew, such as the one close to you, symbolizes immortality.
Now approach the ossuary to the right of the church. It is dedicated to Saint Mathurin. It still houses the bones of the dead in a chamber beneath the floor.
The six statues in stone and polychrome that you see along the windows represents the four apostles and two doctors of the Latin Church.
Doctors?
They are theologians recognized by the Catholic Church as having explained faith in the lineage of the apostles. These statues were created by Roland Doré, sculptor and architect at the time of King Louis XIII. Listen to him.
I was born in Landerneau, where I might have run an artist's studio, but my life remains mysterious and opaque to the people of your century. My style, it, on the other hand, is recognizable at first sight. My characters, dressed on heavy cloth, have a majestic look. Their faces are smooth or creased according to their age. Their eyes are often almond-shaped, and their thin lips draw a fine smile.
Try to recognize the four apostles of Christ using the allegorical symbol resting at their feet.
And if you can't make it out, report to the explanatory panels on the parish close.
The statues of Roland Doré are bursting with color. It was the same in that era for religious monuments. Turquoise was paired with gold and flamboyant red, placed side by side with indigo blue. But what materials did they use to create such rich colors? Valentin Scarlatescu, restorer and artist, describes the composition of the pigments in olden days.
To make white, they used clay. For black, the black of bone. For the browns, soils. For yellow, also soils, but also the yellow of lead. For reds, vermilion, and also red lead. For the blues, lapis lazuli, and also for greens, greens of vegetal origin. Now turn towards the church.
Listen to Georges Provost, our specialist historian of the parish close.
A parish close is not necessarily a fixed structure. It has evolved throughout history, and Plourin shows it well because here we see that the Calvary has disappeared, even if there remain several statues which are truly remarkable. And if you examine the church, you'll see that it doesn't have a south portal. When it was rebuilt at the end of the 17th century, it wasn't something so essential as in the past because the leaders of the parish who met in the portal on the stone benches which were located in the niches of the apostle statues, well, these church leaders met in the vestry. Thus, the portal was no longer indispensable.
If you enter the church by its south door, you will admire its magnificent ornamentation. And also inside, stop a moment in front of its 11 altarpieces.
11 altarpieces in a single church? Plourin-les-Morlaix holds the record.
Before leaving the parish close, take a good look at the statues on the enclosure wall of the parish close. They come from an old cavalry which disappeared long ago. These characters in Kersantite are also the work of Roland Doré.
Right.
Let's go now in discovery of the parish close of Plougonvin and the Mont d'Arrée, the mountain of Brittany. Leave Plourin-les-Morlaix taking direction Plougonvin on the D109. Once you arrived in Plougonvin, park in the parking area facing the parish close. We'll be waiting for you at the foot of the Calvary.